Well, hi, neighbors. Tonight we've chosen some of the songs that we sing and play on our dances across the country. Songs that reflects the emotion of the people that live at the nightlife. Song of happiness, sadness, heartbreak. Songs of the nightlife. We hope that you enjoy yourself tonight as you listen to our latest one. We hope you like it. It's a little different than what we normally do. But we hope it'll be pleasing to you. And we hope that you can just kind of sit back, kick off your shoes, relax just a little bit, and listen to our latest song. And if you like it, tell us about it, won't you? We'll try to do more things for you.
You are invited to join the Banshees, the Werewolves, the Vampires, the Gooks, who are all coming to our Halloween convention of spooks. You'll enjoy this lively group if your blood doesn't end up in the soup. Practice your screams. Break out your shrouds. Tighten your nerves. And join the crowds at our convention of spooks.
This is the story of Dracula, a creature who destroys all whom he touches. Dracula, the terrifying, the feared, who sleeps in the tombs of the dead by day and arises at night to inflict his terror upon the innocent and the unsuspecting.
You must help me. You must. You're my only hope. You must.
I'll help you. I promise.
Please try and understand. This is not Lucy, the sister you loved. It's only a shell, possessed and corrupted by the evil of Dracula.
How do you destroy a fiend who has so far proven himself indestructible? Those who come to end his reign of terror stay to become his victims.
Castle Dracula is summoned here in Klausenburg. Will you tell me how I get there?
You ordered a meal, sir. As an innkeeper, it's my duty to serve you. When you've eaten, I ask you to go and leave us in peace.
This is the doctor who dares to challenge the vampire Dracula. This is the anguished man who fears for the lives of his beloved, the girl who is his sister, and the one that is his wife. Dracula, the bedeviled master of all that is evil.
Even Dracula will be there.
It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The Jack-o'-lanterns are all lit up. All the dummies are made and stuff. By just looking, you will see. It's the time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are happy and gay. There doesn't seem to be a cloud.
This is Whitewood, Massachusetts. A young girl, a stranger, has come to Whitewood to do research. She has come, she thinks, to study.
Leave Whitewood. Leave Whitewood tonight, I beg of you.
Leave before it is too late.
In spite of this warning, the girl lingers on. Over 300 years old. Human blood keeps them alive forever.
Marlo.
I'm Jersey by the living God!
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up?
In some crazy way.
I would like three volunteers from the audience. Three young ladies.
What is your name?
Dottie Wilson.
I think you will make a marvelous subject.
You are mean. You are bad. You are the meanest of all the dogs. Why are you...
Get into the shower, Marshal. Get into the cool shower.
There's something shifting in the distance. Don't know what it is. Days as dead as night. Except for that feeling that's growing up. inside of me as you sing your song, as you swing along and your, it's your song. It's the devil in me makes me stare at you as you twist up along, you sing your song and you slithering up to me and you're so close, I just wanna touch you and sing your song, and you don't know what's going on, but you wanna me to come along as you sing your song, you're fucking with me as you slither up to me, your lips are slipping, twisting at my insides and sing along, you're just a swinging man, isn't your swinging song, and now I don't know what you want, but you're looking at me, and you're falling on the ground, and you're twisting around, fucking with my mind, and I don't know what's going on. Swing your song, twisting your lungs, you slither up to me, and it's gotta be, and I don't know what you wanna do, and you're looking at me, and your big dark eyes, and you're rubbing your body, twisting.
You sweat, but you don't dare move. You want to scream, but you can't. Terror grips every nerve in your body. And your heart is beating so fast, it feels like your eardrums are going to burst. You swallow hard, and you realize there is nothing you can do but wait and squirm. Now, American International Pictures presents Squirm, The ultimate horror. Millions of writhing, seething creatures oozing out of the mire, shocked into a frenzy by 100,000 volts of electricity, driven by an uncontrollable urge to feed on human flesh. Squirm. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
It was feasting time at the mortuary. All the corpses were gathered there. Some were proud in their elegant shrouds, and some were cold and bare. When we asked the gauntlet fair, as she smiled with a vacant stare, when the moon is high in a cloudless sky, said a skeleton standing there, I'd like some heart to set a miser old, 'cause my wife had a heart of gold. You eat liver, you Indian giver, for her body you have sold. I love liver, cried a witch in a jitter, as she crawled the bats from her hair. There's enough for all, said a vampire tall, on a dissecting table there. A monster sobbed that he couldn't eat, as he held his head in his hands. I lost my head in a vampire's bed, in Vegas, at the Sands. A mummy stood in a case nearby. He heaved the most unearthly sigh. He talked like a corpse with a broken head. I cannot eat because I'm dead. So you can't eat, you dried up lush. Scream the witch, why don't you hush? A hippo stew is our delight. We'd rather eat, she shrilled, than fight. The beautiful corpse of a woman fair sat in a casket across the chair. Let's all have noodle soup, she said. I'm simply wild about chopped head. A group of vampires moan disgust. This eating stuff is not for us. For we are blue bloods through and through. So give us blood, a quart or two. Wyatt screamed, the monster tall. Just a bunch of dentists, all. We must not fight, here comes the light. We'll have to feast tomorrow night.
This coach is bound for a terrifying destination. But no corpse can remain at peace in this village of the undead, this land of the zombies. In this place, no one is safe. No one can hide from witchcraft, superstition, and fear. No! Even Sir James Forbes, the clear-headed man of science, was forced to accept the horrifying facts.
Young Martinus also says that he saw something on the moors, something that he insists was his brother. But we know that his brother is dead. We also know that he is not lying in his coffin. Someone in this village is practicing witchcraft. That corpse wandering on the moors is an undead zombie.
A place dominated by men without morals. Whose bloodlusts are excited by hunting a human quarry. When Sylvia Forbes hated the young squire, it was dangerous. But when she fell in love with him...
She met the Night Stalker on the way. He wore a mask of death, silver gray. And everywhere the Night Stalker crept, seven bloodhounds go-go in his crypts. His cold heart with killing blood was damp. He lit her face with a brimstone lamp.
And the night stalker for fuel was shoveling bones, while a furnace rang with a thousand groans.
Are you ready,
Doctor? The night stalker.
He's a mean
the night stalker. The night stalker. The atomic boiler was filled with teenage greens, broken hearts and shattered dreams. Each foolish friend in his own way, like her, had let real love walk away. They all jerked on at an awful pace. She could see the pain in each lonely face. Harder and harder the embalming fluid became, till their clothes were burned from each quivering frame. And out of the nightmare arose a scream. As if the night stalker were making the scene. Your flesh will waste in the flames that roar, and my bloodhounds torment you forevermore.
Are you ready for
the night stalker? The night stalker. The night stalker. Then she awoke with a fleeting cry, body wet with sweat, tears in each eye, and she prayed that Johnny would forgive the wrong she'd done, let their true love live. And in one long minute that seemed an hour, the thought of Johnny killed the night stalker's power. So her prayers and vows were not in vain. She nevermore rode the doom-bound train.
Oh, Johnny, I do love you eternally.
Are you ready for prayer?
The night stalker.
He's a mean bad monster.
The night stalker.
Are you ready for prayer?
The night stalker.
The mummy. Is it dead or alive? Human or inhuman? You'll know. You'll see. You'll feel the awful, creeping, crawling terror that stands your hair on end and brings a scream to your lips. There's nothing on earth like the mummy.
You will not remember what I show you now, and yet I shall awaken memories of love and crime and death.
Now I know his horrible plan. He is going to kill her and make her...
My beloved monster and me, we go everywhere together, wearing a raincoat that has four sleeves, gets us through all kinds of weather.
Whitewood, Massachusetts. A young girl, a stranger, has come to Whitewood to do research. She has come, she thinks, to study.
Leave Whitewood. Leave Whitewood tonight.
I beg of you, leave before it is too late.
In spite of this warning, the girl lingers on. Over 300 years old. Human blood keeps them alive forever.
Aftershock.
Aftershock.
Aftershock. Aftershock.
Warning.
Aftershock.
The sexual transformation of a man into a woman will actually take place before your very eyes. Dr. Jekyll.
And Sister Hyde.
An unnatural laboratory experiment transforms the brilliant young Dr. Jekyll into...
Sister Hyde. At last, free to enjoy all my cravings.
A man by day.
A woman by night.
The perfect disguise to indulge a lust for sex and violence that terrorized all London. This warning to parents, be sure your children are sufficiently mature to witness the intimate details of this frank and revealing film, Dr. Jekyll.
And Sister Hyde.
An American International Pictures release in color, rated PG.
Was he a woman?
Was she a man?
Or were they both?
See Dr. Jekyll.
And Sister Hyde.
Thank you.
kids of Elm Street don't know it yet, but something is coming to get them.
There's something out there, isn't there?
You just see what's happening.
What did that happen?
I don't know.
No one knows where it came from or who it will visit next.
Nancy, there's something wrong with you. You're imagining things.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Do you believe in the boogeyman?
No.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
He's the only one who can stop it. If she fails...
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
No one will survive. From Wes Craven, director of The Hills Have Eyes and Last House on the Left, a new masterpiece in fantasy terror. Nightmare.
The monster's bride I wanted to be, so I drank a couple breakfasts too. I fell asleep, and then I came to. I was the luckiest chick in the land. My monster's groom was holding me, walking hand in hand. There was no gown of lace, just a few of my rattling bones out of place. I was the monster's bride, walking in style, with a monster by my side. My monster's wedding was a sight to see. Everybody was crying, everybody was me. The witches, the ghouls, and the zombies were there. Old Werewolf headed the list. You should have seen Dracula's son don the boneyard twist. When my monster groom gave me a kiss, he kissed me with a lot of fun. And then he said, I do, I do. I started to shake, rattle and roll. The monster's bride was a sight. The monster's bride was me.
Join this safari into a green hell of horror in search of a secret fortune in diamonds and gold.
I want that money so bad that every time I close my eyes, I can see it.
Marla English, a woman possessed by a passion for wealth. Tom Conway, a man maddened by his lust for power. Touch Connors, a white hunter entrapped by an adventuress's black heart. Lance Fuller, victimized by desire. Mary Ellen Kay, a blonde captive in the darkness of Voodoo Land.
Not man, not beast, but a combination of the best of each.
Voodoo Woman, an experience in terror that'll tear your nerves to shreds. Secrets torn from the earth as old as the earth, combining voodoo witchery with the most advanced of medical sciences to create before your very eyes Voodoo Woman. Voodoo Woman.
Beast brings you the first creature on Earth bullets cannot kill.
If his head's gone.
A blood beast that feasts on Earth scientists. The first satellite creature to impregnate man with its chromosomes.
It's true. I can feel it inside.
The first exploration into living space, exposing secrets too horrifying to reveal. You'll know days of nerve-straining suspense. It's first-degree terror when you see Night of the Blood Beast.
There's a guy in London town,
Jack the Ripper,
the craziest guy around,
Jack the Ripper.
Believe me, he's been leaving his mark,
Jack the Ripper,
on his victims laying in the dark,
Jack the Ripper.
They call him Jack,
or Jack,
Double Jack,
or Jack,
Jack the Ripper,
Jack the Ripper,
Jack the Ripper,
Jack the Ripper.
A decreasing the population, a disturbing situation,
Jack the Ripper.
The people all over the nation,
Jack the Ripper,
they know Jack's reputation,
Jack the Ripper.
They call him Jack,
or Jack,
Double Jack,
or Jack,
or Jack the Ripper,
Jack the Ripper,
or Jack the
Ripper. Jack the Ripper.
One night while lurking in the dark, saw Dick walking through the park, grabbed her by the neck and he choked her, and then a bunch of them private eyes,
Jack the Ripper.
They say we gotta catch this killer,
Jack the Ripper.
We got to take him by surprise,
Jack the Ripper.
They call him Jack,
or Jack,
Double Jack,
or Jack,
or Jack the Ripper,
Jack the Ripper,
or Jack the Ripper,
or Jack the Ripper.
A night while lurking in the dark, he saw a chick walking through the park. He grabbed her by the neck and he choked her, and then bunch of them private eyes,
Jack the Ripper.
They say we gotta take this killer,
Jack the Ripper.
We got to take him by surprise,
Jack the Ripper.
They call him Jack,
or Jack,
Double Jack,
or Jack,
or Jack the Ripper,
Jack the Ripper,
or Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper.
I say, Holmes, we've got to get this fellow.
But I can't see a thing for this blasted fog.
Look, there he goes now.
Shoot him quick.
Now, human zombies rise from their coffins as living corpses in blood of ghastly horror. Voodoo witchcraft transforms beautiful women into thousand-year-old mummies.
Joe Corey died, and a psychotic killer was born.
I can't believe it.
It's true. Joe's last days were spent as a hunted mad animal.
See a doctor invent a weird artificial brain component and create an inhuman fiend who commits acts of shocking and brutal horror. It's a frightening and fantastic visit with those who will not die, and they want your company now. They must possess the living to stay alive. You'll see scenes of cruel and unwholesome beings grotesquely lusting for vengeance as they rip and slash their way out of the grave. The zombies rise from their death of sleep and stalk the city's dark streets for those lonely souls who will become their next tormented victims. Their life is a nightmare of fresh corpses and dungeons of terror. See the dead arise to thirst for the life-giving fluid they must have to keep their rotten bodies alive. Ghastly horror in color, rated PG.
just can't sleep with your voodoo. Trouble and pain. It's your voodoo work. It's your voodoo work. It's your voodoo work. Voodoo work, your man, I can't get a look.
One of you watching this screen, look out, because soon, very soon, the most horrifying monster menace ever conceived will be oozing into this theater. Two teenagers see it first, like a falling star from outer space.
Boy, that was close. Hey, come on, I want to see if I can find it.
It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
This town is in danger.
How can it be stopped? Mob hysteria sweeps one city. Before long, the nation and then the world could fall before the blood-curdling threat of the Blob.
Starring Steve McQueen and a cast of exciting young people.
Who's there? Who's there? Up there on the stairs. Beware, beware. I hear somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look, there he goes. My Mr. Ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright. And this is the night when Mr. Ghost is going to town. And he can't be late. He's got a date to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bone to hot saxophone. 'Cause Mr. Ghost is going to town. He's feeling great, and he can't be late. He's got a date to do a little stepping. He shakes his bones to hot saxophone, 'cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know.
Ejected from unexplored secret stratus, this giant, harder than steel piston, disgorges strange creatures, inundating our world, twisting the emotions of women, distorting our men.
This is a piece we got off the mayor. Reflex action like a snake. Cut a snake in half and the two pieces go off in different directions.
These things take over a man's mind? He becomes a robot? A machine taking orders?
Join the hunt for the hiding place of terror. Find the breeding place of these globs of destruction.
In feeding, the mouth parts rupture the cells, convey the food to the stomach by a pumping action.
It's an adventure that'll burst your blood vessels with suspense. See, the Brain Eaters.